Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I love inspirational stories and people that go out of their way to make a difference in this pet world. I've got one of those great stories on the line. You may have seen it. It's been lighting up social media. I want to welcome to the show Christine Clark. Christine, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, introduce our audience to Roozer Bruise, or Roo as you know him.
He is a dwarf miniature horse that was born with angular limb deformities, and dwarfism is a recessive genetic trait that sometimes occurs in certain species.
Now, your story's gotten some attention. Why do you think everybody's connecting with what Roo's going through?
I think because he is a very determined and he perseveres. I mean, he hasn't for 1 second slowed down, and from the day he was born, he's been going nonstop with an absolute will to live. He puts smiles on everyone's heart that he meets.
When did his complications start? When did you guys first notice, hey, there's something that we might have to address here?
When he was actually born, due to the positioning in the womb in his mom, he had windswept legs, which is pretty common sometimes in the equine world. With the windswept legs, we kind of wait for that to correct, and then once it is corrected, then he could go on with a normal life. But in his situation, he didn't have that. He had tendon laxity, which is a common in dwarf miniature horses, and with that, he was not able to stand up on his own.
So what did the veterinarians recommend in terms of treatment?
We started out with kind of the wait-and-see approach for the first couple days. After that, he started out with some acrylic shoes, moved into more of like a light bandage. Then we went ahead and to an actual equine specialty clinic.
As you said, it's a specialized clinic. Is there specialty treatment that he's now receiving to address this issue?
Right now he is. I bandage his legs. Every 2 to 3 days, he comes into our house, and we lays on the chaise in our living room, and he watches television why I change his bandages on his legs to provide the support he needs until he's able to have surgery, which will be in April of this year.
So is that the entire routine? Or I've got to imagine there's got to be a daily routine that you have to go through for his care. Maybe share that with us.
Typically, we check on him probably every 2 to 3 hours. Obviously, at nighttime, he will go about 8 hours without being checked on. That's just to make sure. And dwarfism, because the type of dwarf he has shortened limbs. So sometimes he gets himself, when he lays down, he's not able to stand himself back up. So we make sure that he is standing up. For the most part, he stands up most of the day like most normal horses. But at times, he does lay down to rest, and sometimes he gets himself stuck. So we make sure that he is able to get up and able to eat and drink and kind of carry on with his day.
So people have a better idea. He's still a horse. How big is Roo?
Roo is approximately 19 inches tall, and he weighs approximately 53 pounds.
The next steps for Roo and his progression, what are those?
Right now we are consulting with a university veterinary surgical team, and we are also consulting with a veterinary. He does prosthesis as well as orthotics. And so we are going to probably have to do a combination of both to make sure that his legs are corrected, and that way he's able to run free without any of the bandages.
I mean, this has to be a costly endeavor. What are you anticipating in terms of the cost for a surgery and aftercare and just providing that forever home for him?
The estimated cost for the surgery and the aftercare, including the orthotics that he'll need, is the estimate that we received was between $10,000 to $20,000, and that's kind of on a little bit on the modest side. Now, that doesn't include just daily care that we have as far as feed, bedding, bandage material, which he gets from, we call her Auntie Karina, who's a good friend of mine who works for a veterinary wholesale and is able to provide that for us at a very reduced cost.
I've read some of the different postings and articles and responses to articles, and, you know, not only am I inspired and see the compassion that people have, but I also see a lot of people that I just shake my head at. And, you know, if any of them are listening, I want you to address it in your own words, but why did you choose not to euthanize Roo when that may have been a course of action that you could have considered?
Since day one, he has been a fighter. He's been whizzing by me in the pasture. He's been up and moving, and he just hasn't, he's overcome a lot of obstacles through emergency surgery, a hernia surgery that he had when he was a couple of weeks old, to his having ending up having to have an abscess and spending 2 weeks at the University of Missouri. He's overcome a lot, and he hasn't wavered one bit in his determination to continue to be here.
Absolutely.
So I wasn't comfortable with euthanasia at that point. It was something where I had to kind of take all the information in and kind of sit on it for a day or two and really kind of let Rue be the barometer of what my decision would be. As long as he's up and acting like a horse and has no, you know, major health issues that's causing him any kind of pain or suffering, then I think he deserves a chance at life.
He absolutely deserves a chance. And that's why you've put together the $2 for Rue campaign. Share a little bit about that.
We started out with, we were trying to come up with a way to help fund that we were trying to shoot for $10,000. And the way that we came up with for the $10,000 was to do a two for Rue, where we're asking basically 5,000 people to donate just $2, which is if you go to any gas station, you can get a soda for $2. Spare change, anything that they can donate as far as the two for Rue. Once we were able to reach the $10,000, then that would give us a good amount of cushion or a good amount of money to where we can go ahead and go forward and go down to Florida and be able to have him evaluated. So that's kind of where we sit at this point.
You're also doing a lot of outreach and getting Rue's story and the inspirational stories behind it out there to the community. Tell us some of the things that you're doing, especially with the anti-bullying campaigns.
Well, as Rue, as a, him being a dwarf, he does get picked on by his fellow horse buddies, and so we have to keep a kind of a special eye on him. But we kind of are using that as a way to say, hey, you know, I may be a little different, and I may not look just like you, but I'm proud to be different, and it's okay. And trying to teach the younger generation that, you know, it's not just because someone doesn't look exactly like the next person, that's not a reason to pick on them or to be a bully.
What are the kids' reactions when they see Rue?
Usually the mouths drop open. They're not really sure. They ask, is it a dog? And then it's just a lot of laughs and giggles and sometimes tears, and they want to pet him and love him and hug him and cuddle him.
What is Rue thinking about all this attention? If you could put yourself in his mindset.
He eats it up, to be honest. He is very, I mean, he'll let you know if he doesn't want to be around anyone, but he loves it. He walks from person to person, just basically goes up and says hello and, you know, sticks his nose in your pocket if you're sitting down, or comes over and tries to lay in your lap. So he's very acclimated to being with people, with other dogs and cats and other animals, since he has been coming in the house since he was born.
For those who want to find out more information about Rue, where are the best places to get that information directly from you?
Right now, we have a Facebook page. It's Rue's or Bruise. You can just search it and go there, and you can read his stories on there. I try to post at least once a day just to kind of give updates on what's going on and what he's doing in his life of Rue. We do have fundraiser.com. We have a fundraising page there that kind of gives his whole story as well.
Let me make it easy for everybody out there. Rue's or Bruise is spelled R-O-O-Z-E-R-B-R-E-W-Z. Again, that's R-O-O-Z-E-R-B-R-E-W-Z. And that fundraising site is actually Fundraiser, which is FUNDRAZR.com. So a couple of unique spellings there, but definitely check it out. It was such a great story, so inspiring, and it definitely moves myself and others here at Pet World Insider. You're truly a Pet World Insider hero for doing what you're doing. You know, our best wishes and anything that we can be doing, Christine, we're happy to do it. Thanks for taking the time and sharing the story with us.
No problem. Thank you so much for allowing us to share it.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.